long, long, long ways away from your net. No scoring opportunity, but our guys just, you know, it's that habit. Hockey's a game of habits, and, you know, you just want to reach, you know, the guy's a little bit ahead of you and just sort of want to reach with your stick, trying to, you know, get his stick or whatever. And if your stick gets caught up in his hands in there, then they're going to call it. And whether it's a good call or not a good call or a weak hook or whatever, you know, as soon as they see that in there, they seize on the opportunity and the ref gave us a penalty. And those are the penalties we have to eliminate, you know. Like we talked about, you know, after the game, we have to, the only time we're going to take penalties, or we should, is when you're trying to save a goal, Dirk, or protect a teammate, and that hook. And when you look at the penalties, you know, the hooking, the holding, the tripping, I mean, you know, they're not great penalties.
So they get a power play, and Mason Appleton scores.
Sends it over. Appleton, left side, back up top, Osborne. Over to the right again for Appleton. Shot, score! Oh, boy, from the side. And Redmond's not going to be happy with that one. I don't know how that found its way in.
And it did go in. I don't know how it went in either, but it was from the hash marks.
Yeah, that's a tough goal. And you know, those are the ones you probably in these tight games you have to come up with, and I'm sure Angus would tell you. But Haig was just chasing a loose puck over towards the hash marks on the board. So, you know, at the circle there. So he's a long way out from the net. Really had his back to the play, and all he does is he gets a puck and turns and just throws it at the net. I think he thought they had a guy in front for a screen or look for a tip, and there's nobody in front of the net, and it goes in far side right on the ice on Angus, which, is not a good goal, and Angus would tell you that. But and he had a strong game, but that's one that, you know, obviously ties the game and gives them a little bit of momentum that you'd like to have back.
So it's late in the third period, or late in the second period. There's no scoring in the third period. We only give up three shots in the whole third period.
Yeah, we both nights we played from the first period to the last period, we gave up less shots. And I think that's a sign our team's in good shape and conditioning-wise, and we're still playing hard defensively. But like I said, you give up 16 shots on goal in a hockey game. I mean, you look at Michigan, we gave up 18. You know, Northern, we didn't give up many shots here at home. On Saturday, they had quite a few shots, 30-some, but both nights Michigan stayed under 20 shots on goal. So if we continue to play that well defensively, we're going to start scoring, you know, and it's good to see some guys get on the score sheet. We'll talk about that the next night. But anyway, we had a good third period. We had some good chances. We had some good chances right late in the period there, too. We just couldn't find that goal we needed to get over the hump, and that just seems to be how the game went. You know, it's just one of those frustrating, ugly, grinded out hockey games. There wasn't a lot of momentum or flow in the game, and you had to find a bounce or a break to get the winning goal.
Really thought we were going to win it at the end, as you mentioned. It just seemed like that was the kind of flurry around the net that we were going to pop one in. It didn't go in. We go to overtime. We get two shots on goal. We had some good chances, yep. A couple of chances early on, but they get a power play holding the stick call against Matt Roy. Tough penalty right there, and boy, they didn't take long to get the goal. Here's the game winner.
The Spartans in overtime, tied 2-2. They hold it up top. Hirose over Appleton. Shot scores. Game over. Spartans win it in overtime, 3-2. They finally beat the Huskies. A power play goal. Appleton from the point.
Well, first time they beat us in a long time, and the first time we've lost, Coach, in overtime since March 2015 in that NCAA game.
Right, yeah. It's been a long time, and, you know, maybe we've been getting some fortunate breaks. But still, even in overtime, we started well, had the first couple of good shots, and I truly believe if they wouldn't have got a power play that we would have been in good shape. But, tough penalty, and it is what it is, and it goes to show you the importance of faceoffs and winning the faceoffs in your own zone, especially when you get a power play. And that's one of the better rules that they made years ago, that each power play, you know, they changed it, that which each power play now starts in your defensive zone. The penalty, the team that takes the penalty, that's where the faceoff is now, and it's a good rule, and you can see why. It can create some offense right away. But it's too bad because Mike Neville did a real good job on the faceoff. You know, he just tied the guy up. But it's not just the centerman. It's so important for the other guys to be involved on the faceoff. They come in and get a loose puck and whatnot. They beat us to the loose puck. They got it to the point, and we were a little soft on the coverage on the point shot, and they had a good screen, and Angus really didn't have many opportunity on that one. But like I said, it's just sort of, after the game, I just felt, a little discouraged. You know, we just didn't play. Then I told the team, I talked to a lot of people around college hockey that always come to see our team, whether it's pro scouts and different people. And the one thing they've always talked about our team is our work ethic and how hard we compete and our pace and the speed. And I just felt to myself that, I didn't see enough of that, that wasn't how we normally play. And every man, every player has to play that way. And, maybe after a big weekend against Northern, you're feeling pretty good about yourself and you have a little bit of a letdown or whatever. I don't know. And I'm just looking for reasons, I guess, why we didn't play that, the Michigan Tech brand and style of hockey that we've all come to see and know. So so when I walked out of the rink, I wasn't feeling really good about even though the game was close, even though we gave ourselves a chance to win, when you've left it all out in the line, and we just didn't have enough players that from the get-go either were ready to play and then play with that Michigan Tech pride all through the game.
Final shots, 24-16 in favor of the Huskies. Power plays 2-for-2. MSU was, and we were 1-for-3 on the power play. Final score 3-2 in overtime. Huskies then get a chance at Saturday night. We will look at that when we come back here on Mix 93. It's the Mel Pearson Show.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click Northern Footcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from Auto Owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Coke Zero goes with things like this. This. And this. Coke Zero tastes like this.
He shoots! He scores!
It sounds like this. It feels like this. So when the game is on, try it with this. Coke Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste. Zero calories, zero sugar.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We're looking at Saturday night's game. 5-1 victory for Michigan Tech to earn a split down at the Munn Ice Arena. And overall, Coach, just a much better game by the Huskies.
Well, you could tell right from the get-go, Dirk. We had more jump. We had more energy. We were anticipating. We were taking the play to them instead of sitting back and letting them bring the play to us. And you don't have to be a seasoned hockey person to see it. In any sport, I think you can just see it. You can just see the intensity, who's winning the races to the loose pucks, who's winning the battles along the boards when there is a battle for a puck. And, we always talk about we have to win the majority of those puck battles. You're not going to win them all, but...
Oops, sorry.
That's okay, but you have to win the majority of them. And you're excited, Dirk. I like that.
Yeah, just getting the Mark Ockle. We started
talking about energy and excitement and winning those battles. You're getting a little spunky this morning, but anyway, you could just see it. You could just see it and feel it, and then obviously you score, and now you get even more energy out of it.
Mark Ockle had a great first period, a great goal to kick things off at the 4:55 mark for Michigan Tech.
Man over on the far side. That is Sturrows. Picks it up off the sidewall, sends it over. Here's a chance for Ock. Scores! What a shot by Mark Ock from the right dot, and he buried it past Lettman. 1-0 Huskies, and Michigan Tech will still get a power play in a moment here.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, a lot of times I know it's best to get the shot off right away, but he stick-handled it and made sure that he had it before.